120 years Noah preached about the flood. You know, I need to, on the one hand, I need to just rest because I decoded this place. On the other hand, I need to just get started because I decoded this place. Everything in front of you preaches God bringing his elect home. All the parts being brought back to the whole. Whether you look at a house, the 2x4s, the sheetrock, the roof, whether you look at a car, all the pieces make a whole. Everything preaches togetherness, God drawing his saints back to himself. And how do you become a saint? Faith alone and Jesus alone. The panels on the door, the colors, the spectrum of the sunshine, the different colors make like the color, like a white light can be broken into different colors. And so all the colors, all the languages, all the people, all the everything is being brought back to source, which is Jesus. But there's only one way, and that's through source is God, Jesus is God. There's only one way. There's only one way. And so all the pieces are being brought back together, back to source. The pieces made whole. And the word whole is the same word as holy. Holy, holy, holy. Whole, complete, healthy, wholeness. That's the word whole. That's the word holy. All the parts being brought back into wholeness. Together. To get heirs. T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R. The body of Christ. To get the body of Christ. The Spirit and the bride say come. The whole shebang is to bring the elect saints back home. Got this car in front of me that has no lights. They don't have their lights on. And you can flash your lights, you can put the brights on, you can do everything, everything, and they will not turn their lights on. It's crazy. And you know it's not, the circuit's not bad because they could put their parking lights on if it was, you know, at least the parking lights would come on. It's pretty bad. It is pretty bad. They don't even know it. It's dark and they don't even care. They are totally, everybody's flashing their lights, everybody's trying to get their attention, and they will not turn their lights on. And I turn my lights out and they still won't turn them on. These people are zombies. You talk about zombies. They're zombies. And they don't even know they're zombies. Two people in the car. it's wild. They're gonna have a head on, not a head on collision. They're gonna get hit from behind at 50 some miles an hour, and they're gonna wish they woke up. Sad. Probably see something on the news about it tomorrow. And if your lights are broke, why drive at night? I wish I could sing. I'd sing that song, Zombie. What's in your head? Zombie, zombie, zombie. What's in your head? Yeah, you feel sorry for the NPCs, but a lot of people, they don't want to seek God. They don't want to search for truth. They don't care about truth. They don't care about God. All they care about is being lovers of pleasure, you know. And another thing is, God calls out his elect, right? So God is calling out his elect. So a lot of this stuff is, they're not the elect. God wants all men to be saved, but his elect, they're going to be saved. They're going to be elected. That's why they're called the elect. And so you have got to put boundaries up. You try to help mankind any way you can. If it's possible, if something's possible to where you can reach a hand and not destroy yourself while you're doing it, you can reach a hand. But most of the time, it's not possible to help these people, because you stick your hand out, they'll bite it. They'll cut it off. You stick your hand out over to Iran, they'd cut it off. They don't want your help. They don't want the Christian nation help. See what they're doing? They're trying to diminish the Christian nation. And so what you've got to do is give out more gospel. The only way America's going to be saved is the gospel. Faith alone and Jesus alone. I understand why they fight the red versus blue, the Republicans fighting against the Democrats. I understand the red versus blue. We need different opinions to stay free. But you notice how the Democrats wanted to shut everybody down and censor everybody. Even YouTube and Google shut and censored people. And so we hope when the Republicans get control, they won't try to censor people. But we know they're crazy. And we know everything they say, the left, that is. We know the Republicans would want to shut down their lies because the Democrats are just crazy. They have no truth, you know. If you have no truth, you have no foundation. If you have no foundation, you're just tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, you know. I was thinking about this whole thing about the marriage, husband and wives, and how this whole thing works. So God speaks through the man. He can speak through the woman, but he speaks mainly through the man, the authority in the home, authority on the job, authority wherever. God usually speaks through the man, unless he has to speak through a donkey or something, you know, to wake somebody up. Sometimes we just do crazy stuff. God has to do whatever he has to do, you know, to wake you up. But anyway, God speaks through the man usually, and so the man wants to do God's will for his life, and the woman is a helpmeet suitable, and she is more than willing, if she's saved, to submit to the husband who's saved. But most of the time in this society, it's the opposite, where the woman wants to do her will instead of the man's will. And I don't care if you argue with me till the cows come home, that is the way it is. She should submit to the man's will. And this is the problem. People hate when you say that. That's why the preachers don't say it. Because if the preacher said it, 70% of his church would leave and quit tithing. But I promise you, this is the problem in marriage. God speaks through the man, and the man who wants to do God's will, God speaks through him, And the woman who wants to do her will, why does she get married? Stay single. If she's not a helpmeet suitable to suit up and follow after and be a helpmeet, why would she get married? The only reason she get married is because of the Gentile mindset. When the woman's at home and she's got a daddy, the family follows what the daddy is doing, right? Now, if the mama's doing her own thing, the house is divided, and so the kids will be divided. But if the man's has a calling in his life, now there's some men don't have any, they have no goals, they have no dreams, no desires, no calling, nothing. They're just floating around playing video games or whatever. No wonder the woman steps up to the plate. But why did she marry that one, you know? She should have known better. And so a lot of times when you get married, yeah, you want to find a local church to take the family and help support giving out the gospel. But most of the time, when you go to the church, and let's say the man has a gift, maybe he has a gift to teach or whatever, and the pastor won't let him exercise his gift. So the man says, all right, I'm going to do my thing because God's called me to do this. Real estate, whatever he's called him to do. So he leaves the church because they try to quench him, and then the woman gets mad because she don't understand that the church is quenching the man. And so he leaves the church and does his own thing, and she stays in the church and divides the home because she's doing the pastor's will instead of her husband's will. Hello. I know that's going to make some people mad, but that's the problem. That is the problem.